You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns Radiothon kicks off Tuesday, September 15th at 9 a.m. for 28 straight hours right here on ESPN 850. It's your chance to bid on amazing Browns experiences and prizes exclusively on air, including a charter fishing trip with Joe Thomas, attending Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco, heading to a Cavs game with Joe Hayden, traveling with the Browns to Seattle to take on the Seahawks, and much, much more. More prizes and experiences can be bid on now on the Browns mobile app at clevelandbrowns.com. To get full details on available prizes and experiences and how you can bid on them, visit the Browns mobile app or clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here wrapping it up on this hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll bring in our producer Dave DiNatale. Now we'll dip inside the mailbag very quickly about this team as they get ready to open the year against the Jets.
All right, first and foremost, again, you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag AskCBD. From Jason at PeytonMan1818. Do you guys see any way that Austin Davis passes Johnny Manziel in the depth chart by the end of the season?
Nathan, I'll let you go ahead first.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, listen, this is a team with history of the third quarterback starting a lot of games. So is it possible? Of course it's possible, right? But I don't think so. Austin Davis, when you actually go back and look at what he did a year ago, very impressive, right? Especially the final numbers. And you're quoting the final numbers because that's what you do. You look up, oh, look at Austin Davis. 8 starts last year, 2,000 yards, 63% completion, 12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. That looks very good. Well, you go into the game logs for Austin Davis and you look at his first 4 starts. 327 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Cowboys, 375 and 3 against Philly, 236 with 1-1 against San Francisco, and then 152 yards and 2 touchdowns when he went 18-21 against the Seahawks. That's impressive. Then it seemed like the book was out on Austin Davis. 160 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception against Kansas City. 105 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions against San Francisco. 216 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions against Arizona. He went from a guy completing almost 70% of his passes to a guy barely completing over 50% of his passes in a hurry. So you wonder if the book was kind of out on him. And let's not forget, as I say all the time, I am excited to see Austin Davis here. Young guy, I think he's got some potential coming out of Southern Mississippi. We saw him light the Browns up in that preseason game a year ago. But do the St. Louis Rams have a franchise quarterback?
No.
Do they just let good quarterbacks just walk out on the street?
No, they don't.
Maybe they needed a change of scenery, but at the end of the day, in a league where not enough teams have franchise quarterbacks, you don't just let quarterbacks go. So the fact that he was available to the Browns says a little something, and the Browns were able to sign him. They brought him in. That's good, but I think you need to remember, and we've seen it, I think, with a lot of guys. Once the book gets out on him, and you can probably talk about this better than I can, but for a few games, you might not pick up on a guy's tendencies and his little quirks and his tells, but once you have those, how much easier is it to game plan against them and to shut somebody down?
Oh, it's great. And that's something that we talked about all offseason is, you know, a backup is a backup is a backup. And that's why I even still to reference the whole fail for Cardale thing, you know, I don't want to as intriguing as his performance was Monday night, is 50% passing in an Urban Meyer system good enough? And to me, what shines through is him being a third stringer was for a reason. You're a backup in the NFL until you prove that you can do it, the consistency to be a play at a high level on a week-in, week-out basis. And in some cases, that is no knock against a second-team player. You're in the National Football League. You're a part of an elite club. But you can do it in spurts. You either need to grow or, like you said, Nathan, they kind of know what you are. And you'll play somewhere between 4 and 6 years in the National Football League until that next younger, cheaper, higher upside guy comes along to have you move along your way and have you transition out into whatever it is you do, life after football.
What else you got, Dino?
From Road Through Cleveland, is it more likely that Terrell Pryor will catch a pass, throw a pass, or neither this weekend?
I think neither. I don't think he's going to be active.
I agree.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. And finally, from Dylan McCarthy, could we sign Monte Ball as a supplemental runner? He could finish runs behind our O-line.
Listen, Monte Ball was in, I would have to say, one of the most advantageous situations in the entire National Football League, playing in that offense with Peyton Manning, not going against any 8-man boxes, having the benefit of working out of that shotgun, kind of getting those inside handoffs against easy fronts to run on. and they cut him. Second round pick, they cut him for no compensation whatsoever. And as of yet, he has not latched on anywhere. So
that's for a reason.
I think that says something about the tape that Monty Ball had been putting out there. Could he be an option? Could he hope to resurrect him and get what people saw out of him? Yes.
And he's one of the guys that's in a situation where he's going to wait, like I did in my career in San Francisco after being released by the Chargers. You know, you're a vet. You guarantee that contract if you're on a week one roster. So week one, week two, week three goes by, a team gets thin at running back. Monty Ball is going to be at the top of one of those lists because he wasn't a second-round pick for any reason, and he can run in the NFL behind a good offensive line.
All right, that'll do it for us here today. Tomorrow we're going to give you an in-depth look at this Jets team as the Browns and the Jets get ready to kick off the 2015 NFL season this Sunday. Remember, the preview show on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network with Ken Carmen, the fine man. He's got a date on Wednesday, baby. He's doing that tonight at 7 o'clock here on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. For Dave DiNatale, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
That's right. The good folks at Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.